Lesson 28. The Temperate Regions. The North Temperate Region is the workshop of the world. In the frigid and torrid zones, nature is preeminent. She defeats human labor in the former by her sterility. In the latter, she makes it unnecessary by her luxuriance. But the supremacy of man is the leading characteristic of the temperate regions of the globe. They contain 3/4 of the whole human race. Within them, civilization has been most highly developed, and there the great events of history have been enacted, both in ancient and in modern times. This activity and movement are due in great measure to the influences of climate. In temperate climes, says Guyot, the alternations of heat and cold, the changes of the seasons, a fresher and more bracing air, incite man to a constant struggle, to forethought, and to the vigorous employment of all his faculties. A more economical nature yields nothing, except to the sweat of his brow. Every gift on her part is a recompense for effort on his. Nature here, even while challenging man to the conflict, gives him the hope of victory, and if she does not show herself prodigal, she grants to his active and intelligent labor more than his necessities require. While she calls out his energy, she thus gives him ease and leisure, which permit him to cultivate all the lofty faculties of his higher nature. Here, physical nature is not a tyrant, but a useful helper. The active faculties, the understanding and the reason, rule over the instincts and the passive faculties, the soul over the body, man over nature. In the frozen regions, man also contends with nature, but it is with a niggardly and severe nature. It is a desperate struggle, a struggle for life. With difficulty, by force of toil, he succeeds in providing for himself a miserable support, which saves him from dying of hunger and hardship during the tedious winters of that climate. High culture is not possible under such unfavorable conditions.